Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Bach composed his six organ trio sonatas around the year 1730, possibly as instructional or audition pieces for his oldest son, Wilhelm Friedemann. Normally, a trio sonata is performed by four players total, two melodic instruments, say a violin and a flute, with a basso continuo team such as a harpsichord and a bowed bass. The organ trio sonatas, however, can be performed by just one player, the designation trio suggesting the number of independent voices or parts of the actual composition. The bass is played on the pedals, and the two upper parts, one in each the left and right hand. Nevertheless, these pieces are easily adaptable for various instrumental combinations. In the 18th century, Mozart arranged some of them for string trio, and many others since have orchestrated the sonatas to their own liking. I love these pieces, on organ, arranged as trio sonatas for violin, flute, and continuo, or as heard on a 2012 JS recording, performed on two harpsichords. Irish harpsichordist Emmert Buckley and Israeli harpsichordist Jochebed Schwartz met in Paris, and despite now living in different countries, they've made two recordings together, the 2012 Bach CD we're hearing today, and a more recent 2014 release of music by François Couperin. But today, Bach. The sound of the two harpsichords in this music takes a little getting used to, especially if you already have a favorite organ version in your head to compare it with. For this reason, admittedly, there were some movements of the two harpsichord rendition when I missed the sustaining ability of an organ, but then there were other moments when I heard every bit of changing harmony like never before, clear and unmuddied. Like in this, the opening of the E minor sonata, BWV 528. Movement of this same sonata also caught my ear. I especially enjoyed the use of the lute stop. Here's a taste of that. Thank you. A different recording, this one a 2014 release from Abyss Records, also features Bach for two harpsichords. Performing are Bach Collegium Japan's conductor Masaki Suzuki and his son Masato. Bach's three surviving double harpsichord concertos are all arrangements in some form or fashion of other compositions. You may have heard BWV 1060 as a version for violin and oboe, and certainly 1062 in its D minor version for two violins, the Bach double. Let's hear that well-known and well-loved piece when two keyboards take up the soloist role in place of the violins. Notice how the supporting ripieno string parts become more readily apparent in the way they integrate into the concerto texture, much more noticeable here than when the soloists are also strings. Unlike the piece we've just been hearing, the C major concerto, BWV 1061, seems likely to have been conceived at the outset for two harpsichords alone, meaning the piece probably started out as a duet without any orchestral accompaniment at all. I think you can hear the different approach. In comparison to BWV 1062 we heard a minute ago, Bach's later edition of string parts are in this case much more sparse, outlining the form and cadences in a way that is much more structural than thematically intertwined. At the center of this disc is Masato Suzuki's own arrangement of Bach's first orchestral suite. There seems to be a precedent for this, or at least a justification, as Bach arranged many of his own works at various times for various instruments. So while there's no evidence that Bach himself ever made a two harpsichord arrangement of this orchestral suite in particular, the concept doesn't seem too far-fetched. Masato isn't the first to try his hand at this, and in the middle of a program of Italian concertos, a French-inspired dance suite is refreshing for the ears. Here's some of the Courant from Bach's C major orchestral suite, Masato Suzuki's arrangement for two harpsichords, performed here with his father, Masaki. Bach for two harpsichords If you're interested in either of the recordings we featured today on the podcast, you can find out more about them on our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.